From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents An Evening with the David Fall Band. David and the band are visiting us from Cincinnati and present a blend of Americana with a sound deeply rooted along the banks of the Ohio River. Stay tuned for their music and stories right here on Red Barn Radio.
I keep trying to tell myself I love you, but I don't seem to feel anything anymore. We keep trying to tell ourselves it ain't over, but the end is closer than it's ever been before. So think I'll get a one-way ticket, ooh, to Santa Cruz, California, or maybe Nashville, Tennessee. Or I can catch a red-eye line that would drop me in San Antonio, or scatter myself like the greats used to do.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts.
We're turning out to be punchlines to our old jokes. Well, we're becoming our own folks. You can tell by the way we fight. I never even noticed a tear on your face as I was packing my suitcase. Glad the kids ain't here tonight. So think I'll get a one-way ticket, ooh, Santa Cruz, California, or maybe Nashville, Tennessee. I can catch a red-eye line that would drop me in San Antonio, or scatter myself like the greats used to do, just to see how it goes. If I left you the credit card and paid those bills you're covered, don't worry about a thing, it's cool, we're both used to being alone. Get a one-way ticket, ooh, to Santa Cruz, California, or maybe Nashville, Tennessee. Or I can catch a red-eye line that would drop me in San Antonio, or scatter myself like the greats used to do, just to see how it goes.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm your host of Red Barn Radio, Donald Mason, and I'm glad to be here for Red Barn Radio's 437th performance. We're coming to you from the Performance Hall at Arts Place here in the great city of Lexington, Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents An Evening with the David Fall Band. The David Fall Band is an acoustic trio led by a singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist David Fall and includes Ben Knight from Ben Knight and the Well Diggers on lead guitar, banjo and harmony vocals, and on upright bass and vocals, John Dahl. A seasoned songwriter, David's writing has been described as deeply thought-provoking, honest, and personal. Tonight they are with us on Red Barn Radio to share some of the music and stories with us. Please welcome the David Fall Band.
Mm-hmm.
I remember how it felt the first time that I fell flat on my face. And I was drinking, and I came to believe that the gods had conspired and the heavens agreed to put me in my place. It's got me thinking, what's it gonna take to see? I gotta find my line alone. My self-inflicted burdens are all my own. I'm coming through my darkest hour and there's nothing left to lose. So falling flat on my face and waking up and coming to. I remember how it felt the next time that I fell flat on my face. Man, I must have been dreaming that the past would forgive itself in time for the bridges I crossed and burned and left to waste. 'Cause I think, yeah, what's it gonna take to see? Gotta find my line alone. My self-inflicted burdens are all my own. I'm coming through my darkest hour and there's nothing left to lose. 'Cause I'm falling flat on my face and waking up coming to.
Here's Red Barn Radio's host, Donald Mason, with the David Fall Band. Here's Donald.
Well, welcome to Red Barn, guys. For the radio listeners, we've got John Dahl on the beautiful upright bass. In front of me is David Fall, and we've got Ben Knight on guitar. So welcome. We talk about musical genres all the time, and you got your standards. You all would be kind of classed as Americana, but what most people wouldn't be classed as is Greece folk.
Well, I have Ben Knight over here to thank for coining that term. We were sitting around one day.
David Fall.
Kind of frustrated by the classifications of folk. And usually the imagery you think of that is maybe a little something without any guts to it. A little bit too easy on the ears. We like to take things a little deeper, a little edge to it. Ben's guitar style has a little edge to it. He's doing some kind of neat things over there. So we kind of went with Grease Folk.
So Ben, since you coined it, tell us about it.
We were sitting in Dave's kitchen one morning and playing this tune that I think we're going to play this evening, and it just had just a really slinky kind of feel, you know, kind of padding foot sort of vibe to it, and then just, you know, just came out of my mouth. Probably a result of too much coffee.
You hear of other drinks that are, you know, get some things out of your mouth, but, you know, coffee, you know, is going to get it.
Well, it was about 10 a.m. on a Wednesday.
That sounds like an upcoming song for you all.
I heard the songs of a legend from a dusty road. They helped my soul to carry this load. I learned a trick to the rhythm of a swing time beat. The sounds of a horn on 52nd Street, and I found miles, oh, I found towns. Life saw out the magnificent sounds. Magnificent sounds are the ones that grab you and pierce your heart, like someone stabbed you with a lone guitar on a Texas plane, or a trumpet blown next to John Coltrane. And I found Mars, I found towns, I've sought out the magnificent sound. Turns his back on a crowd. He counts out the band, he wants to hear it loud. Well, that's the moment that it's all about. It's living your life like the sun's burning out. And I found miles, I found towns, I saw out the magnificent sound. Raise your hands for the Prince of Darkness and all the songs that he dropped upon us. Bow your head for the oil man's son who was left for dead, but he was born to run. And I found miles, I found towns, I've sought out the magnificent sounds. I found miles, I found towns, and I've sought out the magnificent sounds.
You've just joined us. We're with the David Fall Band on Red Barn Radio.
One of the things that really struck me already was the song Miles Davis and Towns. I personally love Miles, and you don't really get a whole lot of Miles Davis in Americana or Grease Folk, if you will.
Well, I had my mom to thank for that. She started piano lessons when I was real young and went through the classical repertoire and moved on to guitar in high school, and then eventually I got the itch to learn jazz. Went a couple years of studying intensely jazz piano and just got into all the bebop pianists and all the bebop players and just really took to it. It was my original goal was to run a jazz trio, a piano trio of bass, drums, and piano. You know, Miles is the kind of guy who kind of made his own way in the world. You know, he kind of did things by his own rules, and I always respected that. And Towns Van Zandt on the other side, guitar player from Texas, kind of had the same philosophy. That song is kind of like a tribute to both those guys being who they are, giants in their own genres, probably never even knew of each other maybe, but they both affected me in the way I kind of approach music greatly. I'm toughening up my boy and marrying off my girl, dusting off my daddy's guns and giving them a whirl. And these are some of the things I've left to do. These are some of the things I've left to do. We'll touch a million hearts, write a thousand songs for sure. Take my band around the world on a 3-month tour. And these are some of the things I've left to do. These are some of the things I've left to do. Watched you slip away. You left me at the dance. I set you free on your own. I never had a chance. These are some of the things I let you do. These are some of the things I let you do. Toughening up my boy, marrying off my girl, dusting off my daddy's guns and giving them a whirl. These are some of the things I've left to do. These are some of the things I've left to do.
You brought up Texas. I've noticed that one of the song that you opened with was, you know, one that I really gravitated to when I was listening to you today, and I'm from Texas, so San Antonio, you know, it's a... Yeah. How does Texas permeate some of your songs?
In the Magnificent Sounds, it's just because Miles was from there. And the first song we played, Scatter Myself, that song is about moving across country. I used to live in Half Moon Bay, California. Once we had kids, back home to Cincinnati. When I was writing the song, I thought of Santa Cruz and Nashville and San Antonio kind of throw out there, just kind of cover the regions of the country. It's basically not much more than that to it.
And you're coming from California back home, basically. What's the scene out in Half Moon Bay compared to on the east side of the country?
There's a lot more focus on jazz out there, a lot of jazz players, and lots of more opportunities if you're a gigging jazz musician to play than there is here. The Americana and folk scene, the original songwriting scene in Cincinnati is really big right now where we're taking off. We have so many friends that are in bands, and we share gigs together. We all play on each other's albums, a lot more camaraderie. Didn't really get that out in California too much. Everything was a little bit more, kind of people kept to themselves a little bit. But the big difference was when I was out there studying jazz, that there was just a lot of opportunity for, you'd hear more jazz in restaurants and that sort of thing than you do here. It's kind of more of a rare thing. Well, this next song is about a little town in Northern California, south of Mendocino, right on the coast. My beautiful wife and I used to get out of the city and walk on these long, long beaches strewn with driftwood. We'd camp right on the water. And it was just a beautiful place with nature. Show me you still want me, and beckon me like the full moon tide that's pulling out from Manchester, where the sheltered harbor opens wide into the sea. How can you still need me after everything you've turned to gold stays locked under your fingers? It's like winter's final dying hold on spring. This whole road is crumbling, the rock shelf is falling. This is where the highway wraps around itself, called in a tangle of two wheels, and one is forgotten in time. Now in Manchester, and the Salt Point salmon are running dry on a 1,500-mile gamble. It's been 15 years since we first died in Manchester.
John, you've got a fresh bass out of the factory, not quite, but tell us a little bit about the history, because it's almost like a history lesson in itself.
Yeah, well, I picked this bass up in Cincinnati at a bass store there, and it had been owned for about 10 years by a jazz musician in Chicago, and he was selling it on consignment. But the bass itself is from pre-war, World War II being the war, from around 1933, from Czechoslovakia. If you look inside, there's a sticker that says Stradivarius, but I think that's a lie, to be honest. It's a really cool bass. A neat story about the shop that made this bass was, before the war, there was actually a luthier, Harold Yeager, who made a lot of them. And then after the war, the name kind of got appropriated, and they just turned it into a bass factory. So to have a pre-war Yeager is pretty nice, special thing. So, and I'm really digging on it. I've had it for about 4 months now.
Do you have any other basses that you play and you just keep gravitating back to that one?
Well, it depends on the gig. I have a plywood bass from Korea at home, and I played that one for 12 years before I upgraded. That one, I do a lot of other gigs besides folk music, and that one I found works really well for the funkier and even like Latin music. It punches a lot more than this, but the tone on this bass is so rich that it's perfect for this type of environment. Plus, this one I don't play outside because the weather does terrible things to instruments.
Yeah, so you have to, it's like you treat it like a child.
Yeah, pretty much.
Never and gets older and doesn't need any milk.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because I got this about 2 days after my son was born.
Oh,
so,
okay. Have you named it? Do you have a name for
this bass? No. My son's Charlie. He gets a shout out.
And I feel you in the morning light, even after you've gone. And I need you like a dry flower needs the dew left with the dawn. And I can't eat, and I can't sleep, and I can't wait much longer until I feel you in the darkest night, even after you've gone. And I need to remind myself of the things I've left undone. Well, I'm kind of scared and I'm starting to shake, and I can't wait much longer until I feel you in the deepest place I've ever reached inside me. And I can feel you coming home again on a pair of silver. It's okay, be afraid to die. I've been there before, you will rise up, and girl, I feel you. And it's okay to be afraid to die. I've been there before, you will rise up, and girl, I feel you.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with the David Fall Band, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We'll be right back.
In the deepest place I've ever reached inside of me, and I can feel you coming home again on a pair of silver wings. And it's okay, be afraid to die. I've been there before, you will rise up, and girl, I feel you. And it's okay to be afraid to die. I've been there before, you will rise up, and girl, I feel you.
Welcome back. Tonight, we're with the David Fall Band.
Inside of me, and I can feel you coming home again on a pair of silver wings. And it's okay, be afraid to die. I've been there before, you will rise up, and girl, I feel you. Afraid to die. I've been there before. You will rise up, and girl, I feel you.
Thank
everybody seems to have kind of a jazz influence. Do you share that with everybody?
Not until very recently.
Ben Knight.
I kind of started off playing guitar wanting to be a singer-songwriter. I wasn't really concerned with taking a lot of solos or anything, but I started spending a lot of time with Dave. And as a result, you know, I loved the songs he was playing and really wanted to figure out how to be able to accompany that. And there's some, you know, some occasional jazz changes and that sort of thing thrown into his guitar songs. So I've familiarized myself to the extent that I can. But really, I grew up learning Travis picking and, you know, a little bit of bluegrass playing. And so I'm trying to, you know, adapt that to make it sort of relevant to what we're doing.
Well, having so many instruments kind of come in and out, it's, you know, really nice to have that nice blend. We talked before the show about how Grease Folk was one of the ways to kind of differentiate yourselves from kind of the crowd that has been Americana. But there's a lot of bands that are currently calling themselves in that realm. Do you feel that your songwriting, like the content of your songs in other bands, like, is that kind of like the edge, or is it more on the instrumental side that can kind of set a band apart from another?
It's definitely the arrangements we're doing aren't your typical, necessarily traditional 1-4-5 stuff you get in regular country or bluegrass. I try to always kind of add a little bit something extra to give it a little bit extra hook in a song. And lyrically, we're pretty dark. A lot of these songs are really, if you get into them, they're all pretty dark. We don't do a lot of the fast, you know, the happy upbeat stuff, maybe to our detriment sometimes, but I just try to write really personal about what's happening in my life, what's happened in my life, and that seems to work best for me. And if I told you once, I must have told you a thousand times. The days are dark and the nights are cold, and there's a price you'll pay for going alone. And I hope you walk this road with me someday. And I hope you grow this family tree. And if I told you once, I must have told you a thousand times. Thing you learn as you grow old, take a grain of salt in everything you're told. And I hope you walk this road with me someday. And I hope you grow this family tree. Sun sets on my final day. Just turn your head up to the sky. That's me there to get you by. And I hope you walk this road with me someday. And I hope you grow this family. And I hope you'll walk this road with me someday. And I hope you grow this family tree.
I grew up with kind of a pretty diverse set of musical interests. You know, my mom was always big into Motown and kind of soul music. And, you know, I, of course, found indie rock and post-punk and all that. You know, I try to just kind of rein in everything that I like aside from that.
So in your other band, do you write lyrics and the tunes?
Yeah, I write all the songs that we play. We don't play any cover tunes. I write all of our material and, you know, put a whole lot of thought into it. Songwriting was my entryway into music. I was really interested in being a good lyricist long before I was interested in being a good guitar player.
And I was lost at sea till I found you, just waiting on me. There was action on the scene and time to pay dues. Man, I know what that means. It's you. You always hit me when I'm wasted. You. You threw a punch and then I tasted my blood drawn from your self-hatred. Another punch and I faded. No way. When the fall creeps in, it's like a sickness. Man, it lays on me. I'll tell you, ain't no doctor gonna fix this. So as I settle these seas, it's you. You always hit me when I'm wasted. And you, you threw a punch and then I tasted my blood drawn from your self-hatred. You threw another punch and I faded. No way. There's a glowing light off the horizon. It's calling me. You gotta lift up out of desperation or get up off them knees. It's you. You always hit me when I'm wasted. And you threw a punch and then I tasted my blood drawn from your self-hatred. You threw another punch and I faded. Thank you.
just joined us? Tonight, we're with the David Ball Band. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
John, how did you get into bass? I know that we talk a lot about on the show, like guitar and banjo and different things, but we don't really hear a lot about origin stories of bass players.
To make it simple, some friends of mine in high school were starting a band and kind of to impress girls, I guess. And I was like, I'm in. I'll play bass. And so I borrowed this this real ugly acoustic electric bass from my dad's friend and just like started plugging away in the band. It was awful. It was really terrible. But then, I stayed with that band for 15 years. They're actually touring now and doing everything. I ended up moving to Cincinnati and just hooking up with a real great group of musicians in Cincinnati, both with the band I play with and with Dave Fall, and the whole folk scene has really took me in since I moved there.
So would you say that adage, practice makes perfect, kind of works?
Or? Yeah, it sure does. It sure does. When I was really studying bass, I was practicing like 2 to 3 hours a day, on top of all the other school work that I had to do. So yeah, really, really helped a lot. I wish I had time in my life now to practice that much, to be honest. So.
Everybody's saying it's time to tell myself it's all over now, there ain't nothing left to shoot for. They never hear all the songs I write, they've never spent an endless night dying on the piano. For everybody out here wants to save my soul, but they're the ones who've all lost control of their own lives and dreams and inspiration. Take up the things that my friends all say, and I write down notes and I'll tuck them away for later. And maybe write a song about you and your messed up life that I hope you make it through together. Well, everybody out here wants to save my soul, but they're the ones who've all lost control of their own lives and dreams and inspiration. Save my soul, but they're the ones who all lost control of their own lives and dreams and inspiration.
There's an interesting thing again, like it's not quite Grease Folk, but it's very unique to hear. And tell us a little bit about Hawaiian slack key.
Yeah, that's another style I came across in California when I was just learning how to Travis pick, which is, using your thumb to play the bass lines and using your other fingers to pick out the melody. Came across in Hawaii the Hawaiian slack key guitar players who were doing something similar. They were running the bass with their thumbs and they were doing the these interesting positions with their fingers. I really took to it. It was beautiful music. It's supposed to emulate the waves and the wind and the sun, and it's the origin of hula all came from that. There's a deep history about how the Spaniards came to Hawaii with their guitars and taught the Hawaiians how to be cattle ranchers. And they left, and then they left their guitars, but never taught the Hawaiians how to play their guitars. So the Hawaiians just basically tuned their instruments to what sounded pretty, and then they taught themselves from there. So it's a very unique approach to guitar. I just fell in love with it. And I was lucky enough to study with a guy named Keola Beamer, who's in the slacky world's kind of big. He did a couple workshops in San Francisco, and it was just a thing I was going through before I went into jazz, where I just submerged myself in it for a year or two and recorded an entire album of it. Just was something that always sticks with me. When anyone hears it, you can always tell it kind of, they turn their head because it's a beautiful sound, and it's just not something like you're really used to hearing. I'm glad I went down that path.
Where's my spine and where's my heart? And why are my guts tearing me apart? Where's that boy that I once knew? Be a fighter and a lover who would never keep a secret from you. Tell me why I'm lost again. Tell me why I'm lost again. Well, I know God and I have faith. Tell me about these lines on my face. How will it end when I grow old? How come people can be bought and sold? It's something wicked I've been told. Tell me why I'm lost again. Tell me why I'm lost again. Why does night bring such unrest? And who are these demons sleeping on my chest? What will become of my father's name? How can love be such a childish game? A careless spark becomes a flame. Tell me why I'm lost again. Tell me why I'm lost again. So where's my spine and where's my heart? And why are my guts tearing me apart? Where's that boy that I once knew? Would be a fighter and a lover who would never keep a secret from you. tell me why I'm lost again. Tell me why I'm lost again.
I'd like to thank our guests, the David Fall Band, for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. I'd also like to thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations, and of course, our members of the studio audience. We'd like to thank you all for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington. And our website has updates and further information on our guests, our program, and we're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Donald Mason, your host of Red Barn Radio. Until we meet again, keep it spinning. Thank you, everybody.
That I rhyme to these three finger chords from the miles in my mind, what the muse chose to afford, what the muse chose to you for. Lay glass at my feet and drop the world on my back and set a flame neath my seat, tie a noose around my neck, or leave a rhythm and a melody and a song to get by. I ain't looking for sympathy, just my portal through the sky, just my portal through the sky. That I right. And to these three-finger chords, or from the miles in my mind, and what the muse chose to what the muse chose to afford, what the muse chose to afford.
Thank you, Red Barn Radio. Maybe we'll see you again sometime.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank David, Ben, and John, the David Fall Band, for being with us tonight. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Linda and Glenn Dawson, Lynn Hacker, for her help with our social media. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find us on the web at redbarnradio.com for performance dates and times. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio Playout theme was written and performed by the Downtown County Band. The full version of this song can be heard on their CD release under the title Monterey Blues. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.